Hello, everyone. I just wanted to update you. You are a Patreon team. We just want to keep you updated on what's going on in ministry and in the Zinsky household. And today we have a special guest with us. Her name is
Sarah.
And it's normally her nap time, but her nap time happens in the back in that room. And we keep her up if we were talking to you. So briefly, we want to share with you some exciting things that you guys are a part of, because we really want you to know that you are empowering us to proclaim the gospel online. It is absolutely true that we can't do this without you. Mm-hmm. And what is happening is exciting. So in this last month, what have you been up to?
Well, in September, or okay. Do you want to mention that? In sure. September, we did a novena to Our Lady of Sorrows. And that was the first time we've ever done something like that. So that was a bit of a stretch. But it was really good, and it was very, very well received. I feel like people can really relate with a sorrowful mother right now, just because people have tremendous sorrows. And it was really beautiful, even for myself personally, to journey through that, those 9 days.
And one of the things about when you post a video online is that it catches people in that moment that might be journeying with us through a novena. But now it exists all the time, as long as YouTube is there. Mm-hmm. So there's people continuously watching those videos. So it doesn't end. And that's right. One of the unique things about videos. Now, we've transitioned into October.
Yeah.
And we do something every October.
Mm-hmm. So for the month of October, we always do a 31-day rosary challenge, just simply because there's 31 days in the month of October. And also because the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary is on October 7th. So on Facebook, we have a group of people, and we challenge them to pray a daily rosary. We also do some live rosaries in there. I think we've done 3 so far this month.
Meaning live with our young family, so it's a little chaotic.
Yes, sometimes it's quite chaotic. But that's okay.
Yeah.
We just do our best. But yeah, that's what's going on for the month of
October. And in October, in that group, to give people in a sense of how many people would be in that group, are we?
I don't even know.
I think it's over 3,000, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, as for active participants, I'm not really
sure.
It's hard to know. Yeah, and the other thing that I wanted to mention that we've been doing, because over a year ago, we had started the Worldwide Family Rosaries, and once COVID hit, we weren't able to host those large events in our home anymore. Basically, the event was invite people, have a potluck, pray the rosary, and then have dessert. And it was beautiful. It was such a beautiful time in our life to get together with all these different families and seeing like numerous children praying the rosary, especially when all these parents were like, I don't think my kid's going to be able to pray the rosary. And they all did it. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. But then we weren't able to do it because of COVID. And then once things sort of lightened up here in our area, for the month of October, we started doing it again. At a very reduced number, obviously. So we've been able to do that every single week here for the month of October as well. But then again, our numbers have just decreased from the government for social gatherings. So I'm not sure if we'll be able to continue.
Perhaps not. But anyways, we do what we can. When we are doing things online, one of the things that I feel people have been really touched by sometimes is the content itself. But then it's, number two, the opportunity to pray. Mm-hmm. And that is what we did with Our Lady of Sorrows, where we give content and then provided the chaplet of sorrows for them to pray. Mm-hmm. And that combination seems to really have resonated with people, because then Jesus, we get out of the way and they open their hearts to pray. So what we did in October was also unique in that we created the rosary mysteries mm-hmm. for people to pray. So we have now produced all the mysteries of the rosary. Mm-hmm. And so they're available online for people to pray on our YouTube channel daily. And people are using them. Now, we just released them recently, and mm-hmm. you can tell through the analytics every week when it hits the Sorrowful Mysteries or the Luminous Mysteries on Thursday, the views go up. So I wanted you to know that, because you're helping us help people to pray. Mm-hmm. And really, that's so critical, because if we're not praying, we're not growing in our relationship with Jesus. It doesn't matter if we know the entire catechism, word for word, scripture, word for word. If we're not praying, how can we have friendship with God? Mm-hmm. So that's the challenge of multimedia, is helping people have friendship with Jesus Christ. And we've tried to seem to bridge a little gap, and now we're helping people to pray. Again, you're helping us help people to pray and change eternity. So thank you. Just in addition, we're keeping up with that weekly video every Wednesday. If you're not receiving those and you would like to by email, you can head over to our website, catholicspeaker.com, join Catholic Minute. That way you get all the new videos every Wednesday in your inbox. And that's something that also keeps us really busy.
And again, I'm just so grateful. I think I might have mentioned this in the last video, you know, that Ken is home, but that he's still, you know, being able to use his gifts and talents in a way from home and still provide for the family through your generous support. So thank you, because it's been a real blessing, tangible blessing for our family, you know, and for me, you know, because otherwise he would be gone on the road all the time. And to be doing, like, I know a lot of women do this and a lot of families, but it's where they're on their own. But to have my husband home to help put the kids to bed, to help, you know, make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing, really, it helps a lot. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
You have changed our lives in a way. And so thank you. I mean, it's personally, I'm deeply, deeply grateful for each one of you. I wish we could have all of you in our home. Right now, there's 200 of you, just over 200. I could have never imagined 200 people saying, hey, I want to help you. And join you. I would have never imagined that. So we pray for you every day in our family rosary. And we want you to know that. And we will keep you updated next month as well on all the exciting things that are happening in our life and online. So with that, is this a goodbye?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. God bless you.
Bye.